It's time again to find out what Ed has said.
Ladies and gentlemen, the word for the month is loss. And I'm not talking about loss like the four-panel comic that you used to see a year or two ago. I'm talking about, you know, actual loss. You know, like Robin Williams put it, losing something that you love more than yourself. That kind of loss. Now, why is loss the word for this month in particular? Well, you might have heard about, well, you most likely did hear about, something that happened this Sunday. legendary basketball player Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash along with his 13-year-old daughter and, I think it was four or five other people, I'm not actually sure. It might have been more than that, actually. But all of a sudden, they died in a helicopter crash. Just out of the blue, out of nowhere. Nobody saw it coming. Nothing. You know, just one day, he was dead. I remember the morning it happened. I was just, you know, getting myself all readied up to do stuff on a Sunday. And my father calls me over to his room, and I see on the TV all these pictures of Kobe's career, you know, when he was a rookie, when he was getting famous, all of these things, videos of, you know, the speeches that he would give, and I figured, oh, well, he probably got inducted into some sort of Hall of Fame or something, and that's when I saw the, helicopter wreck on that mountain. You know, it looked really foggy. There was smoke coming out of the helicopter. A bunch of firefighters just, you know, walking up to it. And I was a little bit shocked. And even me, someone who doesn't really, you know, follow sports news or anything, you know, sports has never really been my thing. I like to play a game, you know, or two, but I really don't care much for, you know, professional sports or anything. But you don't have to be a fan to realize that, you know, to see that this is a tragedy. It really is. Because this man wasn't just a basketball player. He was a father. A husband. A son. And, you know, a human life lost in a meaningless way. Someone who was considered to be a really, really important, you know, person in the world of sports just wiped out from existence. It struck a nerve with me. Because, you know, you never know when, you know, you're just not going to be here one day. Sure, you know, there are odds, you know, there's possibilities. You like a 95% chance that you're going to wake up tomorrow just fine, you know, and hopefully that's what happens. You know, I want to grow old and die of natural causes just as much as the next guy, but you never know if that's actually what's going to happen. Loss. Back to that word. Loss. My little brother, not even 5 minutes before I started recording, walks in here, and he looks really distressed. He looks really angry and frustrated, but also kind of in shock, you know, with a smile on his face. But, you know, you could tell that something was wrong, and I started to get worried. And so let me give you a little bit of context before I go any further. There was a time where I used to play this one video game called Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom Pain. Some of you might have heard of it, maybe. If you're not a gamer, then you just have to understand that, you know, it's a video game and there's a lot of stuff to do in it and whatnot. And I remember him spending hours of every day for months on end, probably an entire year. He was just trying to get the best scores. He was trying to do all these side missions, all of these things, trying to get all these titles. And he walks in here and he's really distressed. And he tells me that all of his data got deleted. Just like that. Now I ask him how that happened, and apparently, you know, he had to delete something or whatever, and there was like a technical goof up, but he lost all of his data regardless. And this is way, way less important than, you know, the loss of life, but it's loss nonetheless. Textbook definition right there. Loss. He lost something that really important, you know, mattered a lot to him. It was really important to him. And, you know, he's feeling the effects right now. Denial, of course. Anger. Frustration. All of these, you know, symptoms of, you know, loss. And that was the perfect way for me to, you know, because I was thinking, I knew I wanted to record something today and I didn't know what exactly. And he came in here and he started talking about that, and I said, oh, you know what? That's probably a good idea. I should probably record something about loss. And so here we are. Now, you guys have probably lost something or someone that really important, it mattered to you. Maybe, maybe not. To an extent, I'm pretty sure it's happened to you once or twice, at least. Doesn't necessarily have to be a loved one. Doesn't necessarily have to be such a giant thing. Maybe you lost, you know, something irrelevant, but it still hurt, didn't it? Of course. You know, George Harrison has a song called All Things Must Pass, which, you know, has to deal with the topic of loss. All good things have to pass one day or another. It's just the natural order of things, you know. You can't fight it. Everything will be lost eventually. Now, this sounds like I'm not trying to be a bummer, you know. I'm just trying to and you probably already know this. You don't need me to tell. You've heard it a million times before, and you've heard it put so much more eloquently than me. Because let's face it, I'm not a very articulate person. You know, I don't even know why I started this podcast in the first place if I can't really articulate. But just listen to what I have to say for a second. Everything that you know and love will one day not be there anymore. You know, and I'm not trying to be a bummer, like I said before. I'm just, it's a well-known fact. It's just a fact of life that something that you love will no longer be there, and that's true for everything, good and bad. It doesn't matter. So, with that being said, we can infer that it's really important to take advantage of the fact that they're here now, right? Whether it be your parents, your siblings, your friends, or maybe it's not even people at all. Maybe it's animals, your pets. Maybe it's just the human experience. Maybe it's just going to school. Maybe you love high school. Maybe you love being young. Having a head full of hair, not having any wrinkles on your face. One of these days, that's gonna change. Of course, I'm not trying to sound like a boomer or anything, but that's true. You know, we have to deal with that fact. And so, you know, we have to take advantage of the fact that we're here. We're in the here and now. We're here, and we have to, you know, cherish these things and hold on to them. Loss. this month was ripe with loss. For me, personally, I don't know about you, maybe this month means maybe this month was something completely different to you, you know, compared to what it was to me. I don't know. But loss. Loss is the perfect word for me, to summarize it. It sounds really edgy. I know. It sounds like I'm kind of, you know, having second thoughts about calling this episode Loss, because, you know, you're going to see it and you're going to say, oh man, I don't want to listen to this, you know. I'll probably make up some sort of different title just to throw you off and make you want to click on it more. But I don't know. You might disagree with me. You might have a different outlook, a different philosophy, even. And you might not agree with me, but that's, you know, that's just the way I see things. That's my point of view. I like to imagine that I'm a very open-minded person. If you have, you know, if you don't agree with me, I would love to hear why. Maybe send me a message, you know, tell me what you think, you know. Only reason I do these podcasts is because I like to, in a way, interact with my friends, you know, because I'm kind of like, the way I hear it put sometimes is, you know, NPC energy, you know, like NPC energy. For those of you that don't know, an NPC is a non-playable character in a video game. And usually these characters don't, you know, start talking to you out of nowhere. You talk to them first, and then they say stuff to you. Which means when someone has NPC energy, they never start any conversations. They wait until someone tries to start a conversation with them. And that's when they start to, you know, be social. That's me to an extent, I think. Well, not really with my close friends. But that's how I went about most of, you know, my academic life. It was just, you know, walking around like an NPC. So, you know, send me your opinion, send me whatever. I would love to debate with you or discuss it even. But you know, you probably won't. Let's be honest. Not that there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not trying to pressure you into doing anything. But yeah, I think this was a good episode. I hope you did too. I hope you did too, yeah. But you know, maybe I rambled on too much. I'm still not very good at this. It's almost been a year, and, you know, I haven't gotten any better. Well, I guess it's time for us to say goodbye. Until next time. This has been What Ed Hess Said. As always, I am your, I'm trying to think of an adjective. Stupid host, Eddie. Wishing you good luck and good night.